So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled katan v'hevi gadol, Rebbe Amr lo yatza. If he pledged a small animal and brought a large one, Rebbe holds that he did not fulfill his obligation. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah Masech Tishkal. Shisha l'nedava. Of the 13 sheifaris collection boxes in the Mikdash, 6 were designated for donations. And the Gemara offers several explanations. Keneged me. Why 6? Keneged shisha bati avis hakayhanim, shetiknu lem chachamim sheyit shalom zem zeh. There were 24 mishmaris of kahanim that served in the Beis HaMikdash, rotating 1 week each. Every mishmar was divided into 6 bati avis, and each Beis Av served 1 day a week. Everyone wanted to offer the donated karbanis from the sheifaris, since the kahanim would get the hides of these karbanis. Therefore, there was a separate sheifer for each Beis Av to avoid arguments. Another reason, since there were many coins, they would become corroded if they were all kept in one box, therefore there were several boxes. They correspond to the 6 types of animals that can be brought as a noila. Because Rebbe ruled that one cannot bring a larger animal if he pledged a smaller one. Therefore, one placed his donation in the box corresponding to the animal he wished to donate. There were 7 boxes for the funds raised by selling certain karbanas that were lost, subsequently found, but no longer needed, such as Keneged HaParim, the bulls of karbanas tzibur, Ha'elim, the rams brought for certain ashamis, Hakavasim, the sheep brought for certain ashamis, Hasirim, the goats brought on Yom Tov as Achatas tzibur, Hamisaris, leftover funds designated for one of the above karbanas, and Hama, the surcharge that was given annually with the Machzis HaShekel. The halachas of each of these funds are different, and so they required separate sheifaris. There were separate boxes for leftover funds designated for one of the following karbanas: Meisr Chatas or Meisr Ashem, a Chatas or an Ashem, Meisr Ashem Nazir or Meisr Ashem Mitzayra, the Ashem of a Nazir or Mitzayra, Meisr Minchas Chete, the Minchas Chete, and Meisr Asir Sa'ifa Shal Kohen Gadol, the daily Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. These two have different halachas. The Gemara cites a machlokes about the leftover funds of the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Nedava. The money is used to purchase voluntary karbanas. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Yirkav. The money should be left to rot, i.e., it cannot be used for anything. The Gemara cites a proof. The pasuk says, Lo yasim aleu shemen b'leidin aleu levoyna ki chatasi. The mincha of a sinner is a chatas, and we expound, He keruya chatas ve'in acher is keruya chatas. Only this mincha is considered a chatas, and none other. Thus, limud al asir seiva shal Kohen Gadol, she'en a keruya chatas v'tu'in a levoyna. The mincha of the Kohen Gadol is not called a chatas, and it does require a levoyna. The Gemara concludes, u'mede'en a keruya chatas, meisari yirkaf. Since it's not a chatas, we cannot use the excess funds from the davis as we do for a chatas. Zak the Mishnah, shor ze oyla v'nistav em rotze yavi b'dam av shnayim. If one designated a certain ox as an oyla and it developed a mum, he sells it, and if he wants to, he can bring 2 karbanas with the money. Shnei shvarim elu oyla v'nistavu, rotze yavi b'dmein echad. If one designated 2 oxen as oylas and both develop mum, he sells them, and if he wants to, he can bring a single karban with the money. However, v'rebi oyser. The Ketchila Rebbe does not allow one to use the money for more or less animals, but Rashi explains, if he did bring them, he fulfilled his obligation. The Gemara asks from the previous Mishnah, if one pledges an ox worth a mana, he cannot bring 2 oxen for a half a mana each. The Gemara differentiates between a neder or a nedava. The previous Mishnah is a case where he said, which is a personal obligation. Therefore, he must fulfill that obligation as vowed. However, our Mishnah is a case of where he said, which is not a personal obligation. It's merely an obligation to bring this animal. And once he got a mum, he fulfilled his obligation. Therefore, he can use the funds for any type of animal he wants. Nevertheless, the Ketchila Loi Shari Rebbe. Rebbe disagrees with both rulings in our Mishnah and does not allow the funds from a single animal to be used to buy 2 animals or the reverse, because it is similar to bring a larger animal than he pledged. The Gemara inquires, Mimina Laminamai. When one sells the animal with a mum, can he buy and bring a different type of animal? The Gemara answers by citing a brisa. Shor ze oyla b'nistav, lo yavi b'dam av ayl, aval mevi b'dam av beiz elam. If an ox developed a mum, he cannot buy a ram because the difference is too great, but he can buy 2 rams. However, Rebbe oyser l'fisha ein bila. Rebbe does not allow this because he will bring the menachas for these rams in separate kalim, and it will appear different than his pledge. Clearly, it's permitted to buy a different animal. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah's ruling im ratza yavi b'dam av shnayim. He can sell 1 animal and bring 2 karbanas with the money. Similarly, the Gemara rules, Amar Shor Ze Olai Oila. Even if he said, it is incumbent upon me to bring this ox as an Oila, he can buy 2 animals. However, the Gemara differentiates, Amar Shor Ze B'dam of Alai Oila Hukva. If he said, it is incumbent upon me to bring this ox and its value as an oila, he has established a personal responsibility to bring it as a single carbon, and if he sells it, he cannot buy two animals. The Mishnah continues, Ayil zel oila ben estav im ratza yavi bedam of keves. If one designates a certain ram as an oila and it developed a mum, he sells it, and if he wants to, he can bring his sheep with the money. Keves zel oila ben estav im ratza yavi bedam of ayil. If one designates a certain sheep as an oila and it developed a mum, he sells it, and if he wants to, he can bring a ram with the money. However, as before, v'rebi eiser, v'ketchila Rebbe does not allow one to use the money for a different animal. Zok the Mishnah, ha'imer echad mikivsei hektish ve'echad mishari hektish v'hoi lishnayim. If someone had two sheep or oxen and said, one of my two sheep or oxen shall be consecrated, ha'godlo shabehen hektish. The larger one is hektish because the Gemara explains, makdish ba'ayin yafa makdish. We assume that one consecrates his belongings generously. Nevertheless, the Mishnah continues, Shleisha Beinini Shebehem Hektish. If he owns three, and he said, one of my three sheep shall be consecrated, the middle one is Hektish. And Shmuel explains, Cheshen Afle Beinini, V'legabe Katan Ayin Yafahu. The largest one is certainly considered Hektish, because Makdish Ba'ayin Yafah Makdish. But the middle one is also treated as Hektish, because we also suspect that he intended the middle one, because it is also considered a generous donation relative to the smallest one. And the Gemara explains how to proceed in this case. He waits until the middle one develops a mum, in case it was the intended animal, and then redeems its kedusha onto the large one. The large animal is now hektish, regardless of which animal he originally intended. However, the Gemara makes the following distinction. This is only if he said, one of my oxen. But Amar shor bishvari hektish, hakadlo shaben hektish. If he said, an ox from amongst my oxen shall be hektish, only the largest one is hektish, because tur b'turoi kamar, he meant the unique among my oxen, i.e. the largest. The Mishnah continues, Pirashti ve'eni de'ama pirashti, oy sha'amar li abba ve'eni de'ama. If he specified which animal, but does not remember which one, or if he says that his father told him which animal he consecrated, but he does not remember, hakodlo shaben hektish, the largest one is hektish, because the mistama mutav shaben hektish, tichsev mivcha nidrecha.